This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining us here today. Friends, God bless you near and far. Thank you for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me and join us as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I thank you right now for all these listeners. Thank you for everyone who's tuned in today to your frequency to hear a word from you. I pray they won't be disappointed, Lord. Speak to everyone today through your word and through this message. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to be looking at here the next couple days today and then the next 2 days, something I preached at my church, and the sermon is entitled, There Are No Atheists in Foxholes. Now, I understand that comes from World War I, that old saying. You know, people blow heart and claim that they're atheists until they're, you know, foxhole is, you know, where the men that were in the on the front lines and fighting where their lives were just a second away from ending at any given moment by any bullet, stray or not. All of a sudden, you see, everyone will cry out, help me, Lord, help me. There's no atheists in foxholes. Now, I've come to the realization that there's no atheists anywhere. There's no such thing as an atheist. Someone who claims to be an atheist is someone who refuses to bow the knee to Jesus Christ. That's what it is. But this sermon is a look at why have all these atheists. It seems to be that they've come out of the woodwork. There is an answer for that. And if you listen to this message here today, Tuesday and Wednesday, I believe you'll hear the answer to it. So for more information on this ministry, please go to wgodontheair.net. That's www.wgodontheair.net. And you can read more about this ministry. Also, we are on Facebook if you go to WGOD Radio. And please, I encourage you, go to Facebook and like our page. All these sermons are uploaded. All of these Bible teachings and the sermons which I preach at Island Community Church are all uploaded here, WGOD Radio. That's also is where you'll find us on Twitter as well, WGOD Radio. Friends, I encourage you, be in the Word of God every day. Be tuned in to God's frequency. You know, God is always broadcasting. This is a great revelation to me. And that is, you know, sometimes I have such a hard time hearing from God. And sometimes I lose track that I'm not tuned into His frequency. God's always broadcasting. The thing is, we need to be where He's broadcasting. And that is in His Word. And that's why I love it. You know, more of Him, less of me. He must increase, I must decrease. Let's hear this message now. There are no atheists in foxholes.
There are no atheists in foxholes. Ron's laughing. How old is that figure of speech? Now, I wrote down on here that this is an old war saying, isn't it? World War, WW1, huh? That's where it comes from. You know, everyone says they're an atheist until you're in a foxhole and you're fighting for your life. Then all of a sudden the atheist says, oh, God, proves my point. There's no such thing as an atheist. God, come on now. You know, I read in the paper the other day that the atheists had their annual convention this year in Salt Lake City. And guess what their main objective was? It was to raise awareness. So I got to be thinking, raise awareness of what? You don't believe in anything. How are you going to raise awareness? I've come to the realization that there won't be one single atheist at the atheist convention. There's no such thing as an atheist. Good to see you back. Love you. What does the Bible say about this? Now, please, I want everyone to understand before I get started. It grieves my heart to see people deceived. This is not a message that I take any pleasure in speaking or delivering. And if I offend you, because maybe you know someone that falls under this category, I don't mean to. Please just understand that. I got this thing about being deceived. That's why I preached for 4 months here every week on one verse. What'll be the sign of your coming in the end of the age? Jesus said, see that no one deceives you. And that'll be the telltale sign. How do you know when Jesus is coming back soon? Not the four blood moons, but that people are deceived. You know, speaking of, you know, someone sent me this review copy of a book the other day. Wanted me to interview him at the radio. And the book said Jesus was supposed to come back September 12th, 2012. But he didn't come back that day because it wasn't cloudy. You want me to interview you? Anyone in this church know me? Was that the biggest mistake they've ever made? I'd lose my job again. Hello? You want me to interview you? How about no man knows the day or the hour? So I called up the agent and I said, let me ask you a personal question. I said, are you a Christian? She goes, yeah. I said, have you read this book, lady? She said, yeah. I said, what's your opinion of this book? She goes, well, I like to keep an open mind about everything. I said, lady, don't believe a thing in this book. Jesus didn't come back because it wasn't cloudy. Now, of course, there's a scripture verse. Didn't we talk about this the other day? There's a scripture verse, Ezekiel somewhere, talking about a cloudy day. I'll find that and have that next week. Again, what does the Bible say about this? There's only one place in the New Testament where this Greek word, atheos, is used. And that's Ephesians chapter 2, verse 11. Ephesians 2, verse 11. Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ. That's the word, Christos. Everyone follow me? Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Now, there's a much better definition of the word atheist, is without God. Without God and without Christ. We got atheos and achristos. Anytime you put an A in front of a word in Greek, it negates the word. Like amillennial. Atheist. Paul says, having no hope. See, this is what the Bible says is an atheist. An atheist is someone without God, not someone that doesn't believe in God. Without having a relationship with Jesus Christ, a person indeed is without hope, and all is lost without Jesus Christ. So, in the true sense of the word, an atheist is without God. That's what the word means. Funny how people call themselves something and they don't even know what the word means. Let's take another one. Agnostic. You ever heard that one? People say, well, I'm an agnostic. You ever heard that? Well, the same A that negates theos negates the word gnosis. Gnosis means knowledge. Put it together, what do you got? You got stupid, right? And you call yourself that. That's like introducing yourself to someone. Someone says, hello, I'm Bob. And you say, oh, hello, I'm stupid. Would you do that if you knew that's what the word meant? You see, this is my whole thing. People are deceived into doing what they do. Today, we laugh about it. Tomorrow, oh, boy, you better look out. If you're deceived at the end of the age, you won't be laughing about it. We laugh about it now, but if people knew, just like Judas Iscariot, Matthew chapter 27, it says, when he saw what happened to Jesus, he took the money and he hurled it into the temple and cried out and said, I've sinned. He was deceived. He thought something was something, but something was actually something else. Anyone who calls himself an agnostic, it's the same thing. The key is, again, people are deceived into doing what they're doing. What the agnostic means to say is this: I'm not ready to bow the knee to the Savior, Jesus Christ, yet. That is the truthful answer of what an agnostic is. He's not someone he's not sure. He's someone that doesn't want to bow down to Jesus Christ and call him Lord. That's all an agnostic is. It's all that an atheist is. Here's one from the Esposito Book of Definitions. Agnostic. I still want to party. Write it down. What's an agnostic? That's what it is. It's not someone who's not sure. You open up your Bible and you read Psalm 22, and then you come and call me and tell me you're not sure. Read what David wrote 1,000 years before it happened. Read what David wrote. They gambled for my clothing. For my clothing, they cast lots. They pierced my hands and my feet. Everyone stares at me. My God, why have you forsaken me? You read that and tell me you're still an agnostic. No. I'll tell you, you still want a party and you're not going to bow the knee to Jesus Christ. That's the truth. You're not an agnostic. The odds of one person doing all that is the same as you hitting the Florida lottery every Saturday night from when you're 15 years old to 85. Every week of your life, and you're an agnostic. No, I don't believe that. You're an atheist. Don't believe it.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.